Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Clark. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny Darwin. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupczyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky hits a line drive beyond second. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a line drive towards the mound. Darwin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach can't make a play. That's a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a line drive off the glove of Seitzer, and into shallow left field. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Pena moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pena tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Pena and he is safe. Fletcher steals second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Listach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zupczyk moves to second. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive for a single. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn bunts for a single. Molitor moves to second. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette hits a pop-up into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Vaughn moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. Listach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zupczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive for a single. Brunansky moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichet is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bichet is 0-for-2 in the game. Bichet hits a ball on the ground for a single. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Bichet moves to second. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha hits a pop-up into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff is walked intentionally. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground for a single. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zupczyk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zupczyk hits a fly ball into right field. Bichet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Listach is 0-for-3 in the game. Listach bunts towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach misplays the ball. That's an error on Listach. Tom Barrett pinch runs for Jack Clark. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-3 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Barrett moves to third. Reed moves to second. Herm Winningham pinch hits for John Valentin. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Luis Rivera pinch hits for Herm Winningham. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Reed scores. There goes Peña trying to get to second. Vaughn throws the ball into Seitzer, who relays the ball to Fletcher, who tags Peña for the out. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Cooper now playing first base. Luis Rivera now playing shortstop. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bichette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bichette strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton pinch hits for Kevin Seitzer. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hamilton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.